Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Kankle Fritz. If you missed today's show, well, here's a best of what happened. So this ad has been going around back in 1969. They advertised that you should take a Dr. Pepper and heat it up like tea and drink it that way.
Hard pass.
No thanks.
Mm-mm. I might try it.
No.
But,
why?
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 The same thing.
It's so good cold. Why would you do it any other way?
Well, that is a good point. But I don't know. I'm always looking for wonderful ways to do something.
To find a good drink.
Kim is with us from Michigan. You were calling?
If you're from Michigan, you will always drink warm Verner's. That's medicine in Michigan.
Yeah. So Verner's makes root beer.
It's like a ginger ale, really strong.
They make ginger ale too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what it is? It's ginger ale warmed up?
I think it might be the original ginger ale.
Oh.
But we always warmed it up.
You warmed it up?
And drank it when we had a stomach ache.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Well, ginger does settle a stomach ache, yes.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense.
I was always given Sprite.
Yeah. Yep, it does kill the carbonation.
Oh,
that's what
bummer.
I thought. Yeah. So then it's just kind of a syrupy.
Like, yeah, syrupy flat stuff.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how you could heat up and keep the carbonation. I guess you'd have to stick a can of Coke on the stove and then open it up.
Oh, no.
Please don't do that.
Created an explosion. No.
We take no responsibility for what he just said. Nope.
Where's our disclaimer
statement? I'm sorry. The thought came from my father. When my mother went away on some ladies' retreat, I'll never forget standing in the kitchen. He took a can of chili and just stuck it right in the burner.
No. With the lid off.
Yeah. No. Just stuck it on there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Who cleaned up the kitchen for the next week?
There's no explosion. We just took the lid off and poured it. Yeah. Yeah.
Do not try this at home.
Sally wants to make sure everyone's safe.
I
and then there's no
concern for your
Here are the five
well-being.
Pages of fine print that we will be posting shortly.
Listen to this. I want to reach for God the way I reach for my phone. When I'm bored, when I'm uncomfortable, when I need answers or entertainment, when I'm lonely and need someone to talk to. That statement was made by this guy here.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
It's Corey Asbury. Just think about that. How many times? We grab the phone for approval. If you post something on Facebook.
Yep.
For S Entertainment. But yeah, what if you were saying, hey, I want to hang out with you, God, when I need all those things? When you're lonely?
You hear a lot more truth.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. When I'm bored, when I'm uncomfortable, when I need answers or entertainment.
Man.
Reach for God.
And that's convicting because I think about how many things I put above that, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I like that.
I do too.
What a great reminder.
Yeah. Super convicting. Now, I do have my Bible app on my phone.
Yes.
So if you see my phone, how do you know I'm not reading the Bible?
No. Oh, my goodness. We'll just assume you are.
Yeah, right.
Always assume
it's the righteous Kinkle Fritz.
Me, I'll have to work on it.
Misheard Christmas carol lyrics. We've had a wide variety of them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that thought it was Hark the Herald. The angel's name was Harold. Hark, Harold, the angel's team.
I can actually 100% see where they got
I can see that too, yeah. This angel's name is Harold. Just, you know, I mean, you hear, you. Well, let's just say this too, that some of that old Elizabethan English.
Yeah.
Just some of the terms we don't use the same.
We don't quite get them, so then we hear them differently.
They sound really bizarre. Yeah. All right, now Janelle is with us, and you've got one?
I was going to share with you, my son, when he was around 5 years old, was convinced that the lyrics to the song We Three Kings were We Three Kings of Glory and Tar.
Glory and Tar?
Yes.
We don't understand it, we just sing it.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about misheard Christmas lyrics earlier. And... comedian Tim Hawkins, you know, he just talks about how really, language has changed a lot. We'll just put it that way. Since some of these Christmas carols were written, some of the stuff doesn't quite make as sense like it did back then. Mm-hmm. And here's some examples. Listen to this.
Think about that song. Do you hear what I hear? It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you? Talking to the sheep.
Really? Oh, we got to tell the mighty king.
Immediately.
Exactly.
It's worse to go to the mighty king.
A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
How about a blanket? How about some soup? Child shivered in the cold.
Throw some gold on him, he'll be fine. He's got pneumonia, but he's loaded.
Have you ever had a song just rub you the wrong way? Like, because we were talking about Christmas carols and how some of them are odd. And there's one that years ago I started deconstructing this song in my head. And I went, wait a minute. This is actually very rude.
Oh, it's a rude song.
It's a rude right. song. Christmas yeah. song.
It makes me like... It makes me a little angry when I hear
oh,
it
no.
now.
Really?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, that's nice cool. to wish someone a Merry Christmas.
It's nice, sure. Yeah. I think caroling is nice, but when you come to my house uninvited to sing on my doorstep and then you threaten not to leave until I give you figgy pudding, we are looking at a whole different scenario. No.
Well,
get
just
off my
him,
lawn.
Just give him the figgy pudding and they'll leave.
I never have figgy pudding on hand, Sally, ever. I can never recall a time when I have had figgy pudding handy.
What is figgy pudding?
I want to know the same. I want to know that. And do we... It, apparently, it's amazing because you're not going to leave.
Until you get some. Right?
Well, I'm calling 911. I beg to differ.
I've never... But Miss DC, I've never loved a food so much that I demanded it from people that I'm singing to. I've never... Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's...
Chick-fil-A, all right? Chick-fil-A. I won't go until I get some. That's a little more reasonable to me.
Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day. You've got good news. We want to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976.
I got saved when I was 13 by the grace of God on a youth trip.
Uh-huh.
I had a passion for God. I was on fire. Some things happened in my life caused me to be incarcerated for 9 years. I got out and I had given up all hope. The man that raised me and helped bring me to Christ passed away. That's the man I will always refer to as my father because I didn't have a father figure growing up.
Mm.
And the last thing he said to me, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, he says, I love you as if you were my son.
Mm.
I fought with that loss for about a year and a half, and I just given up. I was at work about 2.5-3 weeks ago. A lady that I work with, she's like, listen, there's this radio station I really think you should check out. And I turned it on, and the very first song I heard was We Believe by the Newsboys.
Amen.
Ever since then, I haven't changed the station. It's given me a focus. It's caused me to pray more. It's given me a hope and an understanding that I haven't had since I was a kid.
Wow. That's huge. What a life change. Man, that was 3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago, yeah. I am less likely to get mad and aggravated and angry than I used to be on a whole new level. I have a lot more patience than I used to.
That's amazing.
And especially with my coworkers. And I have a hope now that I haven't had since I was a kid. Mm. I'm at the lowest point in my life that I thought I could be, but if it weren't for the station and it weren't for me having a wife and children, I probably wouldn't be here today. This station has changed my life, and I start going back to church. My 4-year-old daughter has picked up a lot of bad words from her older siblings, and every time she rides in the car with me, she's like, will you put on the music that talks about Jesus?
Oh, I love that. Wow, what a story. I heard we have somebody on the phone that wants to talk about the unique smell thing.
Mm.
KFC has created a log that you can put in your fireplace that when you burn it, smells like KFC. Not sure right. if you want that.
Why?
But that would
say no.
Yeah. Good morning.
The grandparents' house.
Yeah.
That would be a candle I would love to have.
Aww.
You want it to smell, the candle would smell like your grandparents' house.
Yeah. You know, grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
Because they have some sort of distinguished smell.
Yeah.
Aww.
Every time you go there, you smell it and you can.
Musty.
Yeah. So something like that would be
musty.
Awesome because, you know, losing your grandparents.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
So that's not a fun thing, but that smell always sticks with you.
You know, The smell of somebody's home can be distinctive. That's
mm-hmm.
true. I get that.
But the grandparents is like an old people smell.
When my daughter moved into her new house, she said, "Mom, I'm waiting for the house to smell like us."
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, to your point.
Old musty smell or something like that.
All right. Grandma's house candle.
Yeah. Well, you know, I relate to that. Yeah. My whole family's from Iowa. And so when we would make our summer trips to Iowa, you've taken me back there. Yes, there was
a distinctive smell.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say it. But yes. It warms my heart.
Sure.
There.
Well, you can just say your grandparents stink. That's all you have to say. Your grandparents stink.
I'm trying not to say that.
Grandparents stink. Wow. We have took it a turn. Well, you have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless.
Bye.
Bye. They do not stink. That's not right. Family Life Radio.
Yeah, I have a joy report.
Ooh, well, let's do it.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? Let us know right now. 888-888-9976. So tell us what's going on.
I was looking for possibly a part-time job. I was a stay-at-home mom. I have four boys. And so I started looking for a part-time job. No one knew I was looking. I had kind of talked to my husband about it. And he's like, sure, you know, if you want to do part-time. But I hadn't said a word to anyone. And then I get a call from, I'm going to start crying, the faith formation director at our church. And basically what she wanted was to offer me a part-time job. And so I took all the information from her. I went out to the car and I looked up to heaven and I said, okay. You're saying go to work, but you can only go to work for me. And I just drove away going, wow, I've never been told something so strongly. And so that just brings me great joy that prayed about it and he led me. And here we are. I'm going to be working for our church.
That's terrific. Just opened all the right doors. And I feel like sometimes we waste so much time trying to burst through doors that are not supposed to be open. So you allowing yourself to be led is, I think that's a super crucial part of the story. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So what will your role be?
They didn't call it this, but I'm going to call it this, the welcome wagon. So when someone has interest in joining our church, I'm going to be the first person that they talk to and figure out, like, what they need.
Oh, that's cool. Well, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.